Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and today we're having a wonderful conversation with two women from the EAC network. Christine Weber, who is the program coordinator, for In-Home Respite, and Carol O'Neill, who is the Senior Director for Senior and Nutritional Services. What I'd like to do as we continue on is start with Carol. People own these jobs. I'm a firm believer in that, because when it's a success, this wasn't something you did and you looked in the newspaper and said, I can make another $1,000 a month and I'm swishing jobs.
Right.
How did you wind up, your background, and how did you wind up at EAC? And then we're going to go to Christine.
Sure. I'm a social worker with a concentration in gerontology.
Okay.
And what happened was that all of my life I've been a caregiver for various members of my family and my one sibling who had some really serious health problems. And when it was time for me to go to college, which wasn't after until my children were in school, I went towards nursing, because the caring professionals, social work and nursing, are very similar.
Right.
And after a whole year of nursing with the science and math, I said, not for me. And I had a really smart faculty advisor who said, you really look like you're headed towards a career in helping people. Why don't you try social work? And I fell in love with it.
Okay.
I fell in love with it. So I have my undergraduate from Adelphi and my master's from Adelphi. And I have gerontology certificates in geriatric healthcare. And I just kept going and going
and
going. Okay. So it really is something that I love to do. And all of the people that are in the program have similar stories to tell, as well as having a caregiving background. It's really helpful when you've been there and done that.
I agree.
So you can appreciate what other people are going through.
Perfect. And Christine?
Well, my education is in business administration.
Okay.
I had a 20-year career in banking. I decided I needed to make a change for various reasons. And I said, I finally have a little time to volunteer. So actually, I saw an ad for volunteering with EAC. So I volunteered as a companion. So I did what you did for a little while. And then loved the program. And an opening came up. And I started working part-time. And then that led to my job as coordinator. And again, I just wanted to kind of transition to doing something of purpose.
Right,
that's, where I am. And I've been really lucky.
But that's too wonderful. And that's the purpose. I mean, it's two wonderful stories. And I always say the word own it, meaning you own what you're doing.
Absolutely.
This is not just like, I need to make a few dollars and I'm taking a job.
No, right.
And
absolutely.
That's the only way these things work. Because these not-for-profit organizations that are out helping people, you can't have clock watchers. You have to have people that really care about what they're doing.
Right. And again, the true success of anything is really the people who are doing it and who are committed to it. And we're really, really very grateful to the town of North Hempstead, to Project Independence, and to everyone who's involved, because they have been tremendously supportive of in-home respite services. Way back when caregivers weren't so much in the spotlight, they saw the value and the need for supporting people, really to keep people in their home. And that's the mantra of the town of North Hempstead, is aging in place. Well, you can't age in place if you can't take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And basically, we're there to help the caregiver take care of themselves so they can do what they do best.
Right. And you're thanking the town of North Hempstead. So now I'll put on my other hat. The town of North Hempstead has to thank you, because we need the partners and we need caring partners.
Absolutely.
So if we get involved with an organization that really doesn't do the job, Project Independence is going to fail. So fortunately, the relationships that we have work. Caring organization like yours with a place like North Hempstead that has the people who need it, everybody can stay busy.
Yes. And it's, the town of North Hempstead, I don't live in the town of North Hempstead, but when I retire, I think I'm moving there.
I think I am, too.
Because, the range of services that are there, not just for the senior population, but for, all populations, it's amazing. And it comes, again, from the caring and the professionalism from the town. So, again, I think it's really important at this time to reach out to family caregivers. If you're listening, if you are a family caregiver, if you know of someone who's a family caregiver, give us a call. It doesn't cost anything. And actually, when you get the service, it doesn't cost anything either.
I didn't even ask that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a
volunteer
service. I didn't even ask.
Well, no. Actually, the town of North Hempstead supports us in terms of for the town of North Hempstead residents.
That's
so that
tremendous.
You're a resident of the town of North Hempstead, this service is at no cost to you. If you live in any of the towns, there's a sliding scale fee, Chris?
Yes, of anywhere from $5 to $12 an hour.
Okay.
And that's based on the income of the sick person. So.
So it isn't based on the caregiver's income. So
right.
They don't use that in
most
calculation.
People are in that very, very low range.
Oh,
yes.
Low, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So if anybody has had to use home health care today, and again, we all need a variety of services in order to do what we do best. You know, it's extremely expensive. I mean, you're looking at a minimum of $25 an hour for at least 4 hours, at least three times
right,
a
right,
week.
Right.
So we get a lot of people who have never used any service before. It's their first foot, their first entree into using it. And we're trying to help them to reach out because one of the other things that we could do, and Chris, you can probably say more about this, is we have accumulated over the years a whole bunch of resources that may not be known. They're not just your basic things that you could find in the Yellow Pages or even through Project Independence, wonderful resource guide, so that we kind of know, you know, if you live in a certain town, there are some services there that you might be able to use that you don't know about.
Right, right.
So we want to give you as much help as possible to make your life as easy as possible.
And the one thing that I'm going to compliment North Hempstead, because I didn't realize that they are basically paying, when you have seniors, and I see it with clients, they get so money conscious. That if
yes.
they're going to go to an organization and pay $25, if it's the man, he's saying $100 to have somebody sit with me, blah, 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 or vice versa, the woman who could use a break because she's taking care of her husband, and that's $100, and that means we have to do this and make it. And they don't want to touch principles. Like, you have the money, use it, but they don't want to, which is fine.
Right.
Here in North Hempstead, it's a free. You know, you're foolish not to utilize it.
Absolutely. Yeah. What we tell people, and it's really sad because many of the times the couples that we do see are older couples.
Right, of course.
We can't distinguish who's the caregiver, who's the care recipient. And they're struggling, really struggling. Their children may live far away or they may never have had children. And when we talk to them, just to say, okay, you know, maybe this might be something that could help you. I'm saving for a rainy day.
Yeah.
And we tell them, it's raining. Open your umbrella. Don't wait until the flood comes.
That's
and
the truth.
It's very true.
And they have it. You know, not all of them.
No.
But some definitely do.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you got to be kidding me. You're leaving it to the kids. They just don't want to touch the principal. It's like, so you'd rather sit in the dock.
Right. So maybe, Chris, you can just talk about some of the resources of things that we might be able to.
Well, I mean, we obviously can direct people to transportation services.
Okay.
The town of North Hempstead is great, you know, in having transportation for older adults. Some of the other towns aren't, but there's little pockets here and there. Like, we even know certain churches that will have a list because town of Hempstead and town of Oyster Bay don't have as many services. So you kind of, and a lot of it's town by town, so you kind of have to drill down, you know, transportation. Is a you know tough problem all of Long Island.
Yeah.
You know, again, case management services, hairdressers that come to the house. It sounds like a silly thing, but it's not. You know, that's really important when somebody can't go out or a podiatrist.
And that's for you guys
comes
also?
To house.
Well,
she's just talking about referrals. That
right, okay, yeah.
We have a list of things that are a little bit out of the box type of things, and we investigate them, obviously,
right.
To make sure that they're legitimate. And, you know, it certainly could be helpful.
Yeah, actually, what I'm going to do, let me give out the number one more time. It's 516-539-0150 and extension 218, which is Christine's. And or you can call 311, and we'll have that number. But what you're just saying about these references or referral system, that's tremendous. Because you do. You have somebody, just thinking of women. I mean, it's just, you know, they want to get their hair done to be fixed up. There's something coming up, Father's Day.
Absolutely.
They know they can't get out.
Right.
But, you know, it's self-esteem. You want to look a little pretty. I didn't even think of something like that.
Yeah, it's the little things that we take for granted.
Yeah.
The things that we can do. I can go out and get my nails done, and if I don't get them done every 2 weeks, I have a heart attack. You know,
Christina.
You can get a haircut. You know, all sorts of things. The caregiver cannot.
Right, right.
Those are luxuries that they just have just seen go bye-byes.
Yeah, no,
and
I agree.
And it's a shame, really, you know. And for the older person, you know, as much of – we always say that our companions bring the outside world into your home. And that's exactly what happens because we're fresh. We can hear that story
that you've heard
1,000 times. And we can sit there and look at the pictures of your family and ask questions
about it.
Talk about whatever's going on. We have so many people who have, of our companions, who are really talented people. Maybe you might want to talk about the our artists or some of our people who really bring this into the home. And sometimes someone, even someone who may have some mild dementia, the family has forgotten what they can do, as Chris had said.
Right, and
we sort of resurrect that. You know, which to the amazement of the family.
Well, it's new blood.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, because you are, if you're caring and you say, I say, oh, I painted that. Wow, did you really? The grandchildren's like, oh, I heard that probably, you know, a million times already.
Right. Well, one particular situation, a woman who is a retired art teacher, but she was also an artist. She had artwork around her house in every medium, sculpture, paintings. I brought over someone who was studying art.
Oh.
And they became such fast friends. She would come over and bring her artwork. And again, a lot of what we want to do is make this the person who's at home, no matter what, even if, you know, people have dementia,
right.
They want to be productive. They want to, you know, contribute. And we're going over there and making them feel, making them or helping them have a good day and feel good about themselves and doing some activities they may not be able to do otherwise.
Right. And you're using, you said, outside the box. By bringing an artist to look at the stuff, that's ideal.
Right.
And that person gets a glow, or a mechanic, somebody who's into cars, you know, or you bring the gambling nun. I mean, no matter what it is.
Who would ever think that?
That's the truth, though, but it's
we should have videotaped that one.
and again, it's, you know, you hear so much now all the time about how important socialization is, having a purpose.
Right.
Activity, doing, you know, anything to tax your brain is good for everyone. So not only is it good for that person who's at home, and a lot of times caregivers don't think about maybe I need to stimulate, you know, mom a little bit.
And
this is intentional stimulation. And we do also a lot of exercise if that's possible. But it's also, and again, because we're also hoping some people who might be companions are listening, you know, that's great for you. Just think about it. Socialization, activity.
And we're out of time. Do you have this flies?
Wow.
I want to thank Christine and Carol so much. This was wonderful. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.